Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial here on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones. Joining me, as he always does here on Vital Health Radio, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor with CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Sean. So it's the Sean and Dr. Green show and a few extra guests that I'll know you'll talk about in just a minute.
Yeah, we're
missing Ed, though.
Yeah, you know, Ed hasn't missed but very few shows in the over 3 years of the history of this show, and he is doing a camping trip, so we think.
You never really know with Ed. I always remember that show from a few years ago where he got attacked by the, I think it was a raccoon. I can't really remember what kind of animal it was, and then somebody wandering by his car. So we'll see what good stories we have next week. But let me apologize to everybody for being gone last week. So, you know, there's both good and bad in that. So I had the delight of having a couple of febrile illnesses, over 103. There's no way I'm coming in exposing Ed when I'm running 103 temp. But it turned out to be more of a stomach virus, that kind of thing. So nobody needs to worry. I'm not going to die of something. But it was a very odd thing, separated by like 24 hours of perfect health, where I ran over 3 miles and lifted for an hour and then was sick the next day. It was a very strange thing. It is going around the community. The good thing out of that is it kickstarted my diet, folks. So, you know, I've been telling you guys I would get back on my exercise regimen because I fell totally off the wagon during the pandemic. And I'm back on a great low-carb diet. I'm not as strict as Ed, but lost over 8 pounds in 2 weeks now, and I'm planning on keeping that going. So everybody can say a prayer for me that I can stay on the dietary and exercise wagon now, because I like being on it a lot more than being off it. And I'm telling all my patients, they're watching that too. And, you know, my energy is, I would say, over double what it normally is when I'm actually doing it this way. It's odd. You get off the sugar and the carbs, and I'm eating a lot more healthy food. My energy is through the roof. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Are you doing some keto?
Nope. You know, I've done keto, so yes and no. Yes, in that I do a Chris Green modified keto, which is high protein, low fat, low carb. You know, I just modified it to fit my lifestyle. I tried the classic keto, way back in, I think, 2018, I tried Ed's breakfast drink. Ed, I'm so sorry. But, you know, putting all that coconut oil and the MCT and all, it was so greasy. I'd be driving to work just going, oh, I cannot stand this. It was awful. Sorry, Ed. You know, but I could not stomach it. I tried it. It was extremely healthy. Did not work for me. So I've modified that. And, you know, mine is high protein, low carb, low fat. And that works very well for me. My energy goes up, and it just doesn't work with that high healthy fats. I understand the science behind it, but for me, you know, a very strict low carb diet works wonders for me, and I feel so much better on it, better energy, do better at the gym, run faster, lift more, lift longer, and I'm very glad to be back on it. And, you know, I would say, you know, keto diet is good for most people, and just remember there are many, 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 many types of keto diet out there. There's not just one. But I can't stand, I'm not going to check my urine for ketones. I just don't have time to do that kind of thing, Sean. I mean,
or are you going to get so serious if you're like Ed and you have your poop analyzed every 3 months?
Yeah, don't plan on checking my floor of my stool anytime soon. And yeah, I'm not going to pee on a stick to see if I'm in ketosis. All I care about is, are my am I looking better? Are my clothes fitting better? And, you know, how's the gym going? So it's more of a practical thing for me, less of a scientific thing for me.
Yeah. Well, you just think back, Dr. Green. You and I got together with Ed Jones. I think this was in December 2017.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, okay, out of all the radio shows I've created, you can't always assume two hosts are going to mesh and have a chemistry. And you and I met with Ed at Nutrition World one Saturday afternoon, and I thought, okay, these guys need to meet one another, have a conversation, and see if this is going to be a fit, because you come from the medical world, and you know now, after knowing Ed, how holistic world he comes from, And I was thinking, you know, this would be a great radio show, but is it a good fit for, you know, Ed and Dr. Green?
You know, it's a lot like The Odd Couple, Felix and Oscar. I mean, we are as different as different can be, and yet we are also alike in so many ways. So let's say from a medical standpoint, we're at opposite ends, you know, polar opposites. Yeah. But personality-wise, or, you know, just as men, we meld very well. So we've become, you know, good friends over the last 3 years. And I think that's what does it for us, is that we respect each other enough that we respect even when we don't agree with each other. And it has been a wonderful learning experience, hopefully for the listeners as well, but for both of us for the last 3 years. And again, I look forward just to spending time with him. It's not that I don't look forward to spending time with you, Sean, but you know, we look forward to our time together every single week. I hope the listeners hear that we actually really do care about each other, even if we disagree. And I've learned a lot, he's learned a lot, and frankly, the patients coming in talking to me, they love hearing that discussion. Yeah. And, you know, they're opening their eyes both ways. You know, the ones that are non-traditional are now opening their minds to the traditional, and vice versa. Those that never would have thought. I know a few doctors we've had on the show that go back a few years, they would never have talked about non-traditional medicine, but now it's okay. They're comfortable doing it. They're looking into it and melding that into their own practices. Mm-hmm. We've made some progress.
Well, when we put this together, I felt like that you could blend well with Ed, but I didn't know if Ed could blend well with you.
Just after that first meeting in Nutrition World, I've got to be honest, I wasn't sure either. And it took a little bit of talking to realize that this was going to work.
Yeah. And you know, because Ed is, he is willing to listen to all points of view, but the chances of changing his mind on his belief with holistic health, you know, is very, very challenging and almost impossible. But I've noticed that he has got it. He is even has more of a strong sense of respect for the community that you come from, being in the medical community. And I've noticed that you have incorporated a lot of the beliefs that he has shared.
Oh, totally. So I agree with that, and, you know, he invites those physicians into his practice now, you know, into Nutrition World, and they come and check out all of his stuff, and so they're learning as well. So he sees that we're open, and he's always, yeah, he really is open to everything. He says he's the guinea pig for, you know, all these things, and he really is, and if it doesn't work, he doesn't promote it. But, you know, I do the same thing. Now, I've got to admit, if you took me back, let's say, to medical school, they said non-traditional medicine is complete bunk. I mean, no, there's no science to it. You can't prove it. And a lot of studies still show that. When I take the boards and they'll talk about some naturopathic products, you know, usually those are not the right answer on the test question. And the discussion shows how there is no scientific evidence to support their use. You know, yes, that may be correct that there aren't as many studies, but it doesn't mean it's not right just because it hasn't been studied as much. So I still see that in traditional medicine. But traditional, or I should say non-traditional medicine, is being taught much more now in schools, especially nurse practitioner and PA schooling, since I also teach nurse practitioners. And, you know, I think it is becoming more mainstream than it once was. Mm-hmm. Ed has always been open to that, but he is now much more open than once. 10 years ago, I would have not even spoken with him. I've got to admit that. I would have thought everything he had to sell was complete hogwash, and there was no science in it. I would have come at that from a scientist standpoint, and I used to, in my heart, just look down on people that said, no, I'm not on any medications, but I take 53 supplements. I'm thinking, my thought was, then you're taking 53 medications, you know, basically, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. That would have been my somewhat prideful attitude. I'm not that same person anymore. So now I want to know, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Let's look at that. And I treat it with respect. And I usually learn something. Usually, even for those people, I can teach them a thing or two as well. So, you know, it's been a good growth change over the last 3 years for me as well. I've had my eyes open, and hopefully am much more receptive to non-traditional medicine than I used to be.
Yeah. Well, I know you've shared here on Vital Health Radio that what you tell your patients is a lot different than it was, I think, before the show in a lot of instances or applications. How does that compare to your colleagues? Do your colleagues look at you that are aware of some of your beliefs and go, well, that Dr. Green, he's lost it. He's been around Ed Jones too many times? Or have some of them been changing some of their beliefs with holistic health?
You know, I haven't just come out and asked them. So first, am I disrespected because I opened my mind? Not at all. There are people in town who are much more, let's say much less traditional than I. Mm-hmm. So those people, sometimes the general medical community would look down upon, you know, so traditional medicine doctors who really just eschew traditional medicine. I mean, mm-hmm. they push people away. You know, I'm not saying that's not within CHI, but there are a lot of doctors like that in town. I'm not saying they're right or wrong, but that is hard for traditional medicine doctors to embrace those kinds of providers. Now, that being said, Ed would probably embrace them, you know, wholeheartedly. Mm. Now, that being said, most of the providers in our group, we have several nurse practitioners, and they already teach both traditional and non-traditional to their patients. And I think most of the other providers, you know, do the same thing, maybe not with at the same level I do. But no, we have a deep respect for each other, and I'd say practice almost identically across the board. I mean, with some subtle differences. But within CHI, I think most of the providers are traditional, and they also weave in non-traditional medicine. So no, there's no disrespect in the medical community, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is good news. Well, Dr. Green, we've got two guests here in the studio with us, and I want to introduce both of them. That is Matt Davis. He's a personal trainer and owner of the train station. And for our friend Darren, I'm going to go ahead and mention his other title. He's an IFBB pro bodybuilder. And then Darren Johnson, personal trainer and owner of Fit You. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Sean.
I had to do that for you, Darren.
I thought you'd forgotten, Matt.
I could introduce you too as the future Mr. Chattanooga. I'm gonna keep pushing all the way to June 5th. We want to see you on stage.
You are pushing. I'll be there to help out in any way I can, but I will not be on that stage.
Famous last words, maybe.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Green, you and Ed have had both of these guys here on Vital Health Radio before, so we've got them here together.
Welcome back, y'all.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, of course, we've got the Chattanooga Fitness Expo coming up June the 5th at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And this big guy, Matt Davis, he's going to be our guest poser for this event.
Right, so I will be on the stage, maybe not competing, but
yeah.
Well, you got the right guy to guest pose.
putting on hopefully a professional level exhibition so people can see what that's all about. But I'm really looking forward to it. This show is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward as well. We've got a lot of great sponsors. As you know, Matt and Darren, this is an event we've been talking about and working on the Whitfield Media Group for a year and a half, 2 years. Because we had it set for June of last year at the Tivoli Theater and got canceled due to COVID. And so we kind of regrouped and decided that, hey, we want to make this thing a little different, a little more unique than a typical bodybuilding fitness show. NPC is a sanctioning body that a lot of people are familiar with. Some are not in the world of bodybuilding. However, we decided that we were going to be independent and do something a little different, more of a ballroom style setting, it's going to be something where we're really going to be encouraging healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Vital Health Radio goes so well with what our show is going to be about, and so we're going to have not only bodybuilding, we're going to have fitness, bikini. We've got some contestants or athletes are going to be a part of this event that are really going to be impressive. Matt, you and Darren both have been training some of these competitors, and so share with us, if you would, each one of you. Well, I'll tell you what, first, each one of you share with us who you are and a little bit about your history in health and fitness. And Darren, we'll start with you.
No, I'll start with the pro. Pro always goes first. I promise you. Go ahead, Matt.
To your point with the show, one of the things I'm really excited about is this is a little not as traditional as other bodybuilding events. So I really do, my hope is for this is how us in the fitness and bodybuilding community can expand that base of healthy living and kind of show what that far end of the spectrum looks like with fitness mm-hmm. to more of a mainstream audience. And, you know, I'm as guilty as everybody looking at some of the bodybuilders, and you know, I consider myself a meathead, but at the foundation of all of it is really a healthy lifestyle where, you know, that's, you should prioritize that above first and foremost everything else, because that's what the fitness, your personal fitness is built on, is your personal health. So to the event that you're doing, I'm so excited about that we can incorporate that to the community of Chattanooga, because the fitness is really growing in our area.
Yeah.
And so I think this is going to be a great event to kind of bring our world into the mainstream. And I think it will mesh together a lot more seamlessly than what a lot of people think. Yeah. So I'm excited about it.
So you and your wife, Julie Davis,
yes,
both do personal training at the train station.
Right. And she's the boss. So yeah, I work for her.
and you both are training men and women to live a healthy lifestyle. You're educating them with health and nutrition. And then another part of your business is training people that are more serious and have the ambitions of competing in a competition like the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Correct. And I'd love to hear Darren's input on this too, but the way it works out for us is we never go out and approach people, or people come in and they, you know, we do a consult the first day and say, hey, you need to compete, you need to do this. It always starts with, you know, what's the big domino that we can push down, which is always health related, you know, weight loss, visceral fat, which is, I hope, something we can talk about today. And, you know, maybe they have cholesterol issues or insulin issues or something going on health wise that through exercise and better nutrition we can address. And what we see is this evolution of people that start with that and they just keep going. And yeah, that's where you wind up with competing. It's just further down the spectrum, but it's really all the same thing. It's always the same conversation. And that's what I try to live by. I don't promise anybody any trophies or titles when they enter these events, but what I do tell them is you're going to be in so much better shape and your health's going to be so much better. That's the real prize.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of people, as you say, that are competitors and a lot of people that are non-competitors, but I don't ever really break it down into two groups. It's all the same group of people, and some people just want to take it a little further.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have Darren Johnson share his story and tell us a little bit about his personal training business and continue this conversation. We've got that and more to come. Our guest today is Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us and making us part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green. And this morning, we've got two very good friends of ours, Matt Davis, personal trainer from the train station, and Darren Johnson, personal trainer from FitU. We just before the break, we heard from Matt. Now we're going to hear from Darren. Darren, tell us a little bit about how you got started as a personal trainer.
I was 11 hours away from graduating with my social studies educational degree from UTC. So I had a methods course in student teaching, basically what I had left. And I'd been in school for probably, I don't know, 7 years, you know, trying to get this 4 year
degree. So you were making a career out of it.
Yeah, I was making a career out of college. And my parents were getting really fed up with it. And so so I had to make a call. So it was good. Time to graduate. So right there, well, I was sitting at Ryan's one day eating, and Dave Holt, who was my brother's boss, called me over to his table. I went over. He goes, "Do you train people?" Well, I didn't know anything. I knew my friend GT did. Yeah. So I went, and I was better than GT. So I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, where do you train?" I went, "Oh, the gym I work out in." "Oh, World's Gym." You know, I'm just making this on it as it comes.
Yeah.
And then he says, he goes, "Well, how much do you charge?" And I said, "Well, GT charges $275. I'm better than GT. $300. He goes, "Okay." He takes $300 bills out of his wallet, drops on the table, says, "Do you need me to join? What's the protocol?" So from that point, I went home to my roommate and I was like, "Dude, I just got paid $300 to train a guy. Oh my God." I mean, I was so excited. I had found what I wanted to do. Because teaching, y'all, you think really 7 years to get a teaching degree? I was not looking forward to getting that teaching degree.
Yeah.
I was pumping the brakes and my parents were pissed. So when I told them that, when I told them, "Hey, I'm going to start a personal training business," my mom flew off the hinges. My dad didn't speak to me. Oh, he was angry. But then once they saw I started making a living at it and that I liked it, and that, and when you like something, you'll put the time in. I was working 16 hours, 17 hours every day.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, it was fun. And so that's how I got started in personal training. And then I just rolled from that one. Picked up Lorraine Torrance, you know Lorraine?
Yeah.
You 27 know. Years ago, she was my second client. And I picked her back up last week. I'm like, boom, friendships matter. I'm like, love her.
Judy Belafonte.
Yes.
Is my girlfriend Kim Chapman's best friend. And we had dinner over at Judy's house. Gosh, it was back last summer. And Lorraine was there. And so we got to know her at dinner. And then Kim and I ended up taking her home on our way home. And just outstanding lady. And when I saw you post that on Facebook, I thought, hey, that's the lady Lorraine that I know. And so that's a great story. So, guys, share with us and share with our listeners, why would somebody need a personal trainer? What are the features and benefits of a personal trainer? And how can you make a difference in somebody's life?
I think, number one, the thing Darren and I talk about a lot, and he talks about it more than I do, is finding the right fit personality-wise so you mesh with somebody. I mean, and so that brings us to different approaches. You know, one of my main approaches is I consider myself an execution guy. Like, I want to see things executed as close to perfection as possible, you know. And, you know, I've learned from Darren to try to be a little bit better motivator, but that's his specialty. You know, we know each other well. And so, you know, it really depends on the individual of where do they feel that void is, what do they feel like they're lacking, and then finding the right coach or the right trainer for them to kind of fill that void, you know. So it's really completely individual, you know, on what the – so I always encourage people, you know, interview the trainer that they are thinking about going, and just see, does this person provide, you know, the thing that I'm looking for, the particular thing that I think I may be lacking.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be different for everybody.
Darren, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, I mean, Matt hit two major points. But another one is, you know, understand that the trainer knows what you want to do. You know, if you know, like, this is the way I want to take my fitness, does he or she understand it? You know, because they get this idea, okay, you know, it's our idea of fitness. No, we have to transfer what their idea of fitness into where they want to take their body. I mean, you have to, if like they'll say, well, I want to be in shape. Okay, what do you mean by in shape? Because I've got a whole different idea of what my in shape is and what is your in shape. So you have to find a trainer that's very inquisitive and wants to know exactly, get you on the same page.
And so that's huge. And understanding when you pick a trainer, that the trainer must know in that field how to do it. Because if, like, somebody comes up and says something like, I want to train for a bikini show, Mandy Livingston. Mm-hmm. It's her first show, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. She wants to do a show. All right. Mother of five, amazing. She just talks, gets Matt on the phone, and Matt and her start training. They have to hire a trainer, you know, to kind of take it to that next level. She wanted to do a bikini. So she knew exactly to hire Matt. Matt knew what he was talking about through the interview process. This is who I need, because this is a bikini coach, and I've never done this before. So finding the right person that knows what they're talking about, and when they listen to you, that is huge in personal training. Huge.
When you're both sitting down individually with a client and you're talking about their health and fitness needs, how important is the work outside the gym versus inside the gym?
It's equally important. It's all of it. It's probably more important. I present the idea to people. Even if you're a maniac and you train 6 days a week, you know, for an hour, maybe a little bit more, there's 6 hours. What is there, 168 hours in the week? And I'm going to train six of them. That's probably not what's going to make or break me, you know. And so you split up the other time. So you obviously talk about nutrition. You talk about sleep. You talk about stress-reducing habits. You know, you just talk about lifestyle things that start to add up and really make a big difference, you know. And that's a huge part of it. And that may be part of the misperception is that, oh, you go to the gym and you really just crush it and you hit it hard for a certain amount of time. That's only a very small portion of this whole piece, you know.
Darren, anything you'd like to add to that?
No, Matt. I mean, there's not a lot, you know. You have, just when you're looking for a trainer, you know, and you're kind of, take your time, you know, and don't rush it. Just don't rush it, because we're not all cookie cutter. You know, just get out there, because it's an investment, and you're investing in your body. And so take your time, find the right trainer, and then watch how your body does expediently go to the next level.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, and personalities don't always mesh.
No.
Schedules don't always mesh.
Nope.
I'm sure you've had people contact you and the schedules didn't work out. You noticed in your interview process a level of commitment was maybe lacking. And
that's huge. Let me tell you, the commitment thing is when they'll say something, I don't have time. And you're like, wait a minute, let me look at your schedule. And there's time here, there's time here, there's time here. Well, I don't like to get up in the morning. And I don't like to work out after, you start picking up really quick that, look, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, not only, like Matt said, outside the gym, but inside. I mean, not only inside the gym, but outside the gym. You can't, it's like rehabbing. If I only went to rehab 2 days a week, would I be as far along as if I'm rehabbing every single day? No. You have to take it home. It's a lifestyle. When we mean it's a lifestyle, it's a lifestyle change. Just ask Mandy Livingston. Ask Sam Edwards. It's a lifestyle change. And just like your life, where you go to work every single day, well, you go to the gym every single day. And then you eat healthy every single day. It's something you do in your lifestyle now.
Matt, share with us some information about the train station. How can people reach out to you?
Social media is always great. Matt Davis and Julie Davis on Facebook. We're also on Instagram.
Well, go ahead and tell them about the Instagram.
I am at Matt Davis, IFBB Pro. Julie's on there also, at Figure Jules.
And then Darren Johnson's the marketing director for the train station.
I think the entire Chattanooga fitness bodybuilding industry can feed through him. But no, we're all closely knit, the three of us online. So, you know, you can kind of triangulate your way around the internet and always find us. Yeah. But those are always good. And the train station, you can call us at 413-1854 here in Chattanooga.
And so for those ladies that are out there listening and they feel bothered or intimidated by male trainer, or they feel bothered and intimidated by going into a large gym where there's a lot of people that are in great shape and they're thinking, well, you know, I don't look like them. I'm embarrassed. I'm starting at the beginning. The train station is very different.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I know. Because Matt's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you, Matt.
Go ahead.
But Matt is the manager, so he's created the atmosphere. I'm not. I'm a member. And I drive 20, 25 minutes every day to his gym because of the atmosphere. it's a very encouraging family. Mm-hmm.
Just like I was explaining before, it really is a spectrum. So as new people come in, we really try to diffuse. I mean, so, you know, I compete in bodybuilding in the highest level that there is. But I'm no different than the person that comes in the very first day that's doing their first workout. You know, mm-hmm. It's just the experience that you build. And so we really try to present it and help people embrace that idea that this is not something that you have to be, you know, genetically abnormal to do, or it's just about picking up daily habits. And, you know, I'm just the guy that's been stubborn enough to do it for 25 or so years, and I try to continue to pick up more and more habits. And so I've just been doing it a long time.
And you and your wife, Julie, have built a very successful business, and you've changed the lives of a lot of people.
Right. And there's definitely some magic. You know, it wouldn't be the same if it was just me. A lot of credit goes to her to being able to bridge that gap. And that's really her gift, is to be able to talk to people and bring, you know, what we do to them, you know. And that's a big part of personal training, is bringing it to where, meeting them where they are.
Darren, you have been doing this for about 3 decades. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. I've been here a while.
So we started at age 5 then.
Exactly, brother. We're talking high school, man. I'm like,
And I know people have been hearing your name in the Chattanooga fitness community for decades, and I've known of a lot of people that have reached out to you for their personal training services through the years. You're in a little bit different environment. Share with people where they can find you, what they can expect, and how that you can possibly change their lives.
Well, I subcontract out of a gym called T2 Fitness, Tobe Taylor Fitness, off 58 Highway. Mm-hmm. I think it's 4944 Gold Wing Way. Mm-hmm. You can reach me on Facebook, Darren Johnson. There's no cool letters in front of my name. It's just Darren Johnson.
And I want to just say this for a moment about social media. I would encourage all of you out there listening, if you have any interest in health and fitness, especially the fitness part, find Darren Johnson on Facebook. Because he is not only informative, but he's very entertaining. He does videos on a daily basis. So whether you ever reach out to Darren for his services, you will find his posts very entertaining. So continue on, Darren.
Thank you, Sean. I'm trying to follow that up. No, you can reach me. Let's see. My cell phone, I'll take Texas, 423-313-2403. I don't answer the phone a lot because I'm working, so the text is great. Just let me know. You can find me Facebook, Instagram, Darren_Johnson_19. Just look me up there. Or Tobe Taylor Fitness, you can come by.
And you do businesses fit you.
And well, not really. I retired that. I'm just kind of Darren. This is just stuff in the closet.
Okay. So you just basically do business as Darren Johnson.
As Darren Johnson. That's all I do it as.
Okay. Yes. Well, guys, before we go, I want to mention Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast brought to you by Whitfield Media Group. Myself, Darren Johnson, Matt Davis, us three guys, we do that podcast. And we've been having a lot of fun with it. It is a podcast about bodybuilding, fitness, healthy living. Right now, we're in that season of bodybuilding, so we're a little heavier dosed bodybuilding. It's kind of like when you turn on SportsCenter right now. You're going to see a lot more baseball than you do football. And that's kind of the way Chattanooga Fitness Download is at the present time. And you can find that at any of your favorite podcast locations. And we have a lot of great guests. The download number 18 will be released on Monday, and we've got a really cool guest by the name, a lady by the name of Mandy Livingston. And she's a client of the train station with Matt Davis. Remarkable story, Darren. You mentioned her a moment ago.
Yep.
45 years old, 5 children, all grown adults now, with the exception of one, I think, still a senior in high school, and has a 4-year-old grandbaby. Started at 165 pounds, weighing 135, is going to be on stage at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo at 125. A remarkable and inspiring story. Encourage you to check that out. It's going to be released Monday, Chattanooga Fitness Download, so be sure and check it out. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
And, thanks, both
we
of you.
We will have you both back when Ed's here.
Yeah. Bring back Ed. bring back Ed.
And then Ed will really question you with test your intelligence when it comes to nutrition.
I hope I was on the right page. I didn't get 72 pills in today, but for my morning vitamin regimen, I think I counted 20. So I was definitely inspired by Ed Jones this morning with my natural supplements.
I'm on 34, and every day when I'm trying to take them all, I'm thinking, how in the world does Ed Jones do 72 or 3 or whatever it is he does?
He's Ed Jones.
Oh, my God.
I'll stick with 12.
Yeah. It's a good thing he owns a nutrition store. Otherwise, he'd have to have two jobs to fund that budget.
That's one of the, it's such a pleasure to be here because I've certainly learned so much from him and Dr. Green as well. They've both been pillars in my life to get me through some of the tough stuff and a lot of learning. So thanks again for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Gentlemen, thank you both. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more Vital Health Radio to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green. And Dr. Green, I enjoyed that first half of the show, or more than half of the show, talking with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. It's kind of gives you that little extra boost of motivation.
You know it does, and it's always good having those guys on the show, and they do so much for the community and for probably a lot of my patients as well, even ones I don't know that go see them. But hats off to them for all that they do.
Yeah, they're very dedicated in health and fitness, and we're looking forward to the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. It's going to be coming June the 5th to the Embassy Suites Hotel.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to that, and I know a lot of people are.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're looking forward to having you and Mrs. Green there, along with many other of our friends that are going to be joining us that evening. Dr. Green, I wanted to talk for just a moment about a little bit about your world and the day-to-day job world you have at CHI Memorial. Flu season. I know that's been something that's always been a big part of our society for a number of years. You have had countless patients throughout your career. You're constantly dealing with that. However, this last season of the flu was, what, non-existent?
what flu season, Sean?
It didn't exist.
It didn't occur. And so for anybody who had stock in companies like the produced Tamiflu, I wonder what happened. I haven't checked. I hope I don't have any stock in any of those.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah.
It just hit me the other day. I thought, you know, I didn't write one Tamiflu prescription or anything for flu.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't remember one case over the flu season. Very strange. So, you know, don't know what to say about that. Is that a lack of testing? You know, that would be an interesting study for somebody to do if they're not already doing so. And I would have to say some enterprising statistician has already started that and they're looking into it. Mm-hmm. But I do know during the height of the pandemic, we were simply not looking for it at that point. I mean, mm-hmm. the only thing anybody's looking for is COVID at that point, and testing for and looking for. And, you know, you look for what you find what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking for flu, you're not going to find it. So it's an interesting thing. I can say for myself, though, to the best of my recollection, zero influenza cases that I can recall.
Wow.
Throughout this most recent flu season. Now, here we are in the spring and, you know, heading into summer and fall, we have to start thinking about that again. And we all have been talking about it. Yes, we will have flu shots this fall. Yes, they are working on, you know, estimating which strains are going to be the most worrisome, and there will be flu shots again. I've heard some rumors about combining COVID shots with influenza vaccines. We'll see what they bring out. I'm sure the enterprising companies will do so. But there will be flu shots again. I think Ed differs from me on this one as well. But, you know, I
think he is anti-vaccine, period. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he always goes back to thimerosal, but I haven't really heard of thimerosal in so long. But I remember that in my training. So that being said, I would recommend that people get their flu shots in the fall. I will get mine in the fall. It's just for me, it is far better to have what, even if it's a little protection, 40 to 60%, let's say, even if it's not perfect, it's still protection. Come on, let's go ahead and get a little bit of that protection. The risk is far less than the potential benefit, in my opinion. And I'm pretty sure that's CHI's opinion as well. They encourage, you know, influenza vaccination, and the USPSTF does as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I've had my COVID vaccines, the Pfizer, and yes, as people that listen to this show know, it was most unpleasant for me. I didn't enjoy the 103 plus fever with those either. I'm still glad I got them.
Have you heard much of that kind of results from your patients?
Not at all. And as you know, regarding the Johnson & Johnson and DVT, you know, blood clots, there were very few cases worldwide. And so I think they really overstepped stopping that. That's my opinion, not CHI's for the show's people, just in case somebody wants to send some hate mail on that one. But I do think they overstepped, and they did retract that, as you know, on Saturday. So the CDC has retracted that on Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to start giving that again as of yesterday, I think, with the caveat that it could cause blood clots. But you know what? We knew that about the other vaccines, too. So there were blood clot cases with the other vaccines. So it's not, you know, it'll be interesting to learn why. I can't wait to learn that scientifically. But again, I knew that going into my vaccine. I knew I could get sick, and I got it anyway. I did that with my eyes wide open, and that's what people have to do. Patients ask me that every day. Would you get it? And I say, well, yes, because I already have. And especially my patients with underlying conditions or 65 and older, I'm strongly encouraging them to do that unless they already have known allergic reactions to foods or other vaccines. As far as for the younger population, I think they're going to, you know, the official recommendation is get whichever vaccine you find. I mean, that is the standing guideline right now. But individually, people have to make their own decision. I had that discussion with one of my kids just the other day, and that particular child does not wish to get one at this time. That one is also extremely safe and hygienic already, so is at low risk with no underlying medical condition. So it's not something that this person has to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, flu shots and COVID vaccines this fall, I would say if people haven't done them, absolutely do the flu shot. We will start, I'm sure, seeing that again this fall. And COVID vaccine is an individual decision.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done yours?
I have, and I had mixed emotions at first. I think there's so many things in life you have to evaluate, and you have to do the evaluation of risk versus reward.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mixed emotions, didn't know if I was going to get the COVID vaccine. Then my girlfriend, Kim, she sort of sped that up when she texts me and says, oh, by the way, I have us an appointment at the River Park to get our first vaccination.
That would do it.
So I found myself that decision being, you know, assisted and made for me. But I'm glad I got it done. I noticed the side effects of the first shot the second day. For about 6 or 7 hours, I dealt with some chills in the afternoon. The second shot I just got last Sunday, so it's been a week ago now. And on Monday afternoon, I felt fatigued and lack of energy from probably noon to about 7 that evening, and then it passed, and I've been fine. So that was the only side effect I had from either one, and I had the Pfizer.
That's what I had as well. And the majority of patients had either no side effect or maybe a sore arm. Mm-hmm. You see the thing about COVID arm, but having a sore deltoid is not unusual with any vaccine, really. Mm-hmm. So I would say you were an exception. You had some mild side effects. I was an exception. Mm-hmm. The people with really severe reactions are an exception. The vast majority did fantastic with it. And I applaud the stars, especially like Dolly Parton that promoted. I thought she was the funniest of all the people promoting the vaccine. Did you see that?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, of course she had to sing as she got that. What was that song she sang? Is it, and y'all that are Dolly fans, please forgive me, like Justine or something?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that the name in that? But she sang Vaccine to that, and I will say, Miss Barton, well done. That was hilarious. So I loved watching her get her shot.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the spiritual moment with Dr. Green and more Vital Health Radio to come. Again, thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us. If you're always on the move, download that free Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones along with Dr. Christopher Green, and it is that time in the program where we like to share the spiritual moment from Dr. Christopher Green.
But, Sean, before the spiritual moment, guys, for the Dolly fans out there, I'm so sorry. And to Dolly, I'm sorry. It was Jolene, so please forgive me. But she still sang her little vaccine song to that. And I apologize to Dolly and all the Dolly fans. Now we'll move on.
I can hear the song in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, we all know the tune, so.
Yeah.
All right. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app for Android or iPhone. Lewis Smedes writes that to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Forgiveness can be a difficult topic, but may I remind you that the one who invented forgiveness and grace is God himself. In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23, we see that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We are often harder on ourselves than even God is. If we are ever going to be able to experience the immeasurable depths of God's love for us, we must learn to forgive ourselves as well. In his book, Abba's Child, Brendan Manning writes, "But we cannot assume that he feels about us the way we feel about ourselves, unless we love ourselves compassionately, intensely, and freely. It takes a profound conversion to accept that God is relentlessly tender and compassionate towards us just as we are, not in spite of our sins and faults, that would not be total acceptance, but with them. Though God does not condone or sanction evil, he does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. Our God loves us unconditionally. His grace and mercy will never run out. He is never surprised when we sin or fall short of the life to which we've been called. Only by experiencing God's immense love and forgiveness will we be able to fully love others. You know, we are not really sinners saved by grace, as the saying goes. We are, rather, in Jesus, saints who sometimes sin. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." God does not condone our sin, but he will meet us in our place of brokenness and need every single time we fail. He will offer mercy and compassion and grace every time we come to him and ask. Nothing could ever cause him to stop loving you for even a moment. Nothing. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Sean?
Outstanding words, Dr. Green. Thank you for sharing that devotional. I want to encourage people, if you are listening to Vital Health Radio at any given time and you've got a question or comment about anything, something that Ed and Dr. Green have discussed, or a topic that you would like to hear them talk about, or perhaps a guest that you would like to have here on Vital Health Radio, reach out to us at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on the contact us section of the website, and please share your thoughts and comments. We always enjoy hearing from everybody out there that's listening, and perhaps we can have a topic or guest that maybe we've not had here on the program before.
That'd be fantastic. Maybe Dolly now.
Yeah, you just never know. We're looking for ways to always improve. So
she's just nice enough. She might do something like that. You know,
that's for sure. Dr. Green, is there anything else going on in your world of health that we should share with people? Any trends of illnesses that
like I was saying, there has been a gastroenteritis going around town, so plain okay. old stomach flu. So I've had a lot of patients with that. We've had some providers with that, several providers I know of, so be wary of that. It doesn't feel very good. So if you know of somebody, you're already using social distancing, you're probably wearing your masks. I know some of the mandates were just, weren't they dialed back in Chattanooga, Hamilton County? I think by the
April 28th, the mask mandate is or expires.
But I think they just signed the new mayor just signed something this past Friday. I'll have to look it up and read it, but I don't know what's in the details either. But I would say, yeah, you probably still do want to maintain some safety precautions for yourself, because there are, well, it's spring. We're going into spring and summer, so there will be the spring and summer normal things, not COVID related. I'm saying just gastroenteritis. And so just be careful out there. It's also a great time to do what I'm doing, which is, and I don't know if you're doing that, but I'm buckling back down, doubling down with the healthy eating, as Darren was saying, lifestyle change. I hate to call it diet, but people understand when I say diet, but dietary changes and exercise changes, trying to get back on the wagon, so to speak. And it's a great time to do it in the spring and summer. Most of my patients do better with their fitness plans in the spring and summer. So great time to start. If you haven't done it, start something. It doesn't matter what you do. Just find something that you like. Yeah. And if you want to join me on a low-carb diet, as long as it's not against your medical history, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you're not sure what to do, talk to your medical provider.
Yeah. Good information. Dr. Green, for those who are out there listening that perhaps they don't have a medical provider and they would like to reach out to you, maybe seek counseling with you, start set up services, how's the best way for people to contact your office?
Well, for myself, I just dial 706-861-4990. That is our office number. We do have 10 providers now, so we hired another. And so we have myself and a lot of other excellent providers. We are at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, Suite 200. Everybody's welcome.
At CHI Memorial, Georgia. And of course, CHI Memorial is our presenting sponsor, and we're very fortunate to have them as a partner here on Vital Health Radio. We've got just about 30 or 40 seconds left. COVID-19, are you seeing the numbers go up or go down?
You know, when I watch the news, it looks like doom and gloom. We're seeing a little bit of an uptick in the numbers, the inpatient, new cases. It is expected after spring break. It really is.
Yeah.
And it is not as severe as what you're seeing on the news. So yes, there's a small uptick.
Yeah. Well, as you said, Dr. Green, encourage people to be wise and, you know, protect yourself and protect others.
And we like to, Ed, and I always remind people not to live in fear, but to be prudent. You can be prudent with your activities and your safety measures without walking around terrified all the time. So living in fear is not good for your spirit, mind, body, or soul. So don't walk around in fear. Just be careful, be prudent, practice your safety guidelines that we talk about every week here.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. Masking, social distancing, hand cleansing, these are not hard things to do.
Yeah. Ed Jones is taking a weekend vacation. Dr. Green, I've enjoyed being with you today.
Sean, it's been great having you here. Yeah.
And it's been another great show. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial here on 98.1 The Lake, and we are a production from the Whitfield Media Group. We want to thank you for listening. For Dr. Christopher Green with CHI Memorial Georgia, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.